Drawing from newly released intelligence, Trump laid bare how Beijing exploited vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure through hacking, data theft, and coordinated influence operations.
Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press.
And what's interesting is the left saying, well, we were actually in control of those agencies at the time. But the problem we always have with the deep state, which is exactly what it is that when you come in and have politicals in charge, you have people who are career bureaucrats underneath who really cause, they have a lot of power to keep things from you and to do things they shouldn't do.
He connected the dots to the engineered chaos of 2020, where a virus from China conveniently locked down the country, eroded election integrity, and paved the way for stolen data to install a compliant puppet regime.
We also received testimony from multiple intelligence community whistleblowers who reported retaliation for challenging the intelligence community's manipulation of intelligence on the virus's origins. Once again, revealing a clear pattern of suppressing dissent, silencing critics, and burying the truth.
NSA analysts openly admitted chopping up assessments and downgrading intelligence to bury links between Beijing's activities and the 2020 contest, even as the FBI under Director Wray drew an absolute red line against including dissenting views that China had indeed meddled.
And this was, Katie, like a massive effort, what they call a multi-domain operation. That means trade, it means diplomacy, it means open source information, it means social media. So all the levers of power China had to influence the U.S. election. So there was clear evidence of political and personal bias, and intelligence is supposed to be neutral. So what we heard tonight from the president is an allegation that this intelligence was suppressed in order to harm him, and now we're seeing documents already which back up those claims.
The other thing that we blocked yesterday was the SAVE Act, right? Which was administration to rig our democracy so that it would be hard for any Democrat in any state to win any election.
There you have Senator Alyssa Slotkin, nominally from Michigan, but really channeling her CIA training, admitting that her party can't win if the U.S. adopts the kind of voter identification laws that most of the other civilized nations in the world use.
We know that the Justice Department's compromised. We know they don't prosecute the Epstein stuff. We know that the Trump administration is deep in the swamp. But on the issue of the 2020 election being stolen, the evidence is overwhelming. And China working with the CIA and others, and that's in the emails that have been released. We knew it back at the time. The FBI, the CIA, NSA, they all sat there and said, we're going to cover this up. We're going to block this. We're not going to let the public or Trump or anybody know. They knew before the election, during and after what happened. So it's about our right to vote. It's about the coup over this country.
Burn bags stuffed with damning 2020 fraud evidence hidden in safes and obscure offices point straight back to directives from the Obama administration, with figures like Brennan and Clapper orchestrating the suppression.
Barack Obama can now be summoned before a grand jury. He cannot take the Fifth Amendment because he has immunity from prosecution. He'll have to tell the truth. If he lies as a private citizen about what he did as president, he'll no longer have that immunity. And that is a trap that Obama is sitting potentially facing.
This wasn't incompetence, and it wasn't organic. It was a coordinated effort to protect a foreign adversary's gains while gaslighting the American people about the most secure election in history. John Bowne reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Depends. Has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
Welcome to the program. Welcome to the War Room. Today is July 20th, 2026. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones. Got a real politics and war roundup for you today. I've got some really tragic news coming out of the Middle East that we'll react to with Joe Kent here in the second hour. Before we do that, before we get into it, I want to remind you all, please share today's show. Today's show is very important. We have a lot to cover, a lot to get into. Two Americans, possibly three, are now dead. So without further ado, I want to cover that. Let's go to the first thing in the rundown article. CENTCOM ends weekend waves of strikes against Iran. So the MOU is dead. We all know this. Kuwait is being blown up. Bahrain is being blown up. Bandar Abbas and Iran is being blown up in preparation for ground invasion, shaping operation. We're going to be covering that both here in the first and second hour of the show. It is just a truly disturbing place to be when you look even a month back at the MOU and where we thought we were at. When Trump signed that document, of course, now we understand that was a ploy, a trick to try to fool the markets and refill the strategic petroleum reserve. And, you know, you just can't cheat Father Time. And the real price, not the economy, not the gas, not the fuel, not the food, not the diesel. That's not what's really important. What's really important are the dead Americans, right? Because that's the real casualty of these wars, right? It leads to dead Americans that die of homelessness that are veterans, leads to dead Americans that die directly overseas, leads to Americans that die from complications when they come home. Look at the Vietnamese veterans with all the Agent Orange exposure and all of that. I have family personally related that went through that. Look at this. CENTCOM ends weekend wave of strikes against Iran. U.S. Central Command successfully completed, this is them saying, and I don't believe that, the ninth consecutive evening of strikes against Iran, July 19th at 10 p.m. Eastern. CENTCOM assets targeted Iranian military command centers, air defense and coastal surveillance sites, maritime capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, and communications networks to further diminish Iran's ability to attack commercial vessels and civilian mariners transiting the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military is holding Iran accountable. That's what we say. In reality, we're the nation that violated the MOU and then went total war again. Accountable at the Commander-in-Chief's direction, CENTCOM forces remain highly vigilant, focused, lethal, and ready. Yeah, we know that's not true because they're running out of missiles. Here's the thing. You can talk all tough about what we can do, and it's true. We can spend infinite amount of money. You know, I think it's like 2.2, 2.5. I think my dad covered it earlier on the show. $1 billion a day. It makes Venezuela look like a, I don't know, like a playground in comparison. You can look at the monetary costs and say, sure, we can fart that out forever. But we can't fart the missiles out forever. We're almost out of them. They're almost all gone, especially when you look at the interceptors. The idea of missile defense, the idea of shooting a bullet into the sky to knock another bullet out of the sky is already sci-fi fantasy crazy, right? The best systems are never going to be even highly effective, but they are supposed to work in theory. Now, what we are seeing from all these modern conflicts, whether it's the Russians, whether it's us, whether it's the Chinese, and the Chinese have plenty of their systems deployed in Iran, the missiles are great. Our missiles work, the JASM, the PRISM, the ATACM, the Russian missiles work, the Chinese missiles work, but the air defense is really bad on all fronts because, of course, why wouldn't it be? It's a very hard thing to do, shooting a missile out of the air, obviously. But we in the West act like we have a fairy godmother
who farts out rainbows or something and just blocks these missiles down. That's what we consider the HIMARS to be, or the Patriot battery to be, I guess. And that's just not how the world works. Think about this in any respect, right? It's like playing a game where you drive a car, like in a video game. That's not reality. That's not real physics. But, you know, I guess it kind of looks real. So maybe if you're raised on a video game like Fortnite or something, you think you can drive and fly off a cliff and be okay. And we obviously know that's not the case. But we didn't have the practical experience to tell us that because we had not fought a modern 21st century war. We have been observing and helping and propping up Ukraine to do that against Russia. And we thought we had learned something from that. But look at the Iranians and look at how they've been able to B-word us around with just the missiles and the drones. And Trump comes out there and says, oh, the military is obliterated. How many times have we heard this? How many times has UNC capped this month alone? Right? They're obliterated. It's gone. Look at that. Big, beautiful missiles. I go, wow. I blew him up because he said I was in the Epstein files. Uh-oh. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. Here's the thing. You can do infinite promo reels on Fox News of explosion montages. Eventually, the explosions are going to run out. And what did they achieve? Nothing, because the strait is still closed and they just hit another ship like an hour ago. I've got that in the rundown as well. Well, let's just go ahead and get into the tragedy really quick, because we're going to be revisiting this in the second segment with Joe Kent. Of course, extremely decorated military veteran. He's been everywhere in the Middle East, 8th director of the National Counterterrorism Center. We'll be interviewing him, but I want to go to this. The U.S. Department of War has announced the name of the two American soldiers killed during Operation Inherent Resolve. Because it's always got to have a name, right? Isn't that cool? Operation We Killed Your Kid. Maybe that'd be a better name, right? Maybe that'd be more accurate. Let's go ahead and get that up. Operation We Murdered Your Child for Israel, which is like on the record what Marco Rubio said. I'll quote it for you. Israel was going to attack. We feared American soldiers would die in the retaliation. So, of course, we had to strike. It's only going to be 24 hours. I'm paraphrasing the end, but it's very clear and it's on tape multiple times. I will show you that as well. Operation Your Sons and Daughters Died for Israel. Let's go ahead and get this up here. Is that being displayed? Yeah. Damn, brother. That's our brother right there. And that girl, okay, that's our brother right there. And that girl is our sister that we're about to display up on the screen. And, you know, just because it's thousands of miles away, Americans have this complex. We just ignore these conflicts or say, it is what it is. These are people that are never going home. Isabella Gonzalez was 19 years old. She's 19 years old. She could have had another 70 years on the planet. Some rich, fat boomer in Daytona Beach that voted for her to go die, or still supports her going to go die or whatever. He's got 5 years left on the planet. He's got his whore. He's got his money. He's got his yacht. He's chilling. He's good. He loves genocide. He may even be Jewish, may even be Epstein, right? But that little girl ain't going home ever again. Operation We Killed Your Kid. Operation Inherent Resolve. I like to spit in Pete Hegseth's face. Disgusting. So go ahead and show her. Let's take a look at that. Anyone in the audience support this war? And maybe you don't like her because she's brown, right? Maybe it's all about the white people. Let's go ahead and show the other guy. Let's go ahead and show him, please. This applies to everyone in the country. Male, female, black, white, Hispanic, young, old. It doesn't matter. They will draft you and you will go die for Israel. You will go die for the Greater Israel Project. Let's go ahead and get him up there. James Feenan, 25, of Iwo Beach, Hawaii, was killed in action on July 18th, 2026. And Private Isabella Gonzalez, or First Lieutenant Tyler James Feenan, excuse me, and Private Isabella Gonzalez, 19, of Carrollton, Texas, see, a Texan murdered, was murdered in action on July 17th, 2026, during an enemy attack at Muflaf Salty Air Base in Jordan. The incident is under investigation. Oh, you know why I say murdered and not killed? Because old Petey Hegseth and old DJT, Unc and Nephew, the grotesque Unc and Nephew show, minstrel show, they put them in a base that had no air defense and launched missiles from the same area. What do you think is going to happen? Missiles or planes, excuse me. But it's a 2+2 type scenario. Look at that. That's the moment of their death on video. On video. And you will still get the chudlets out there, like the Quartering, Steven Crowder, and others, that will defend this war. Unbelievable. Unconscionable. Let's just go ahead and show, I want to contrast that. Let's go ahead and play clip two. Let's see what Mark Levin has to say about that.
The ideology of the Iranian Islamist regime is based on the belief that Allah compels the annihilation of the West and that dying in service of Allah is martyrdom.
What a pig.
Mutual assured destruction is not a deterrence. So how do we eliminate the regime? Well, there's some things we haven't tried for some reason.
Hezbollah.
First, rather than pushing away Israel, we didn't push away Thatcher. We didn't push away Churchill. Rather than pushing away Israel and Netanyahu, we should embrace their military.
Pause it.
We should embrace their...
All right, well, Tyler and Sarah Gonzalez, they embraced missiles, you know, that we ate on behalf of Israel in a war that we are fighting for Israel to establish the Greater Israel Project. So you want to point at the idea of martyrdom and call it crazy, call it insane when the Iranians martyr themselves to defend their nation. You want us to martyr ourselves to defend a foreign nation. You want us to embrace that nation. That sounds like the language of Section 224, now Section 219. They sneaky, sneaky changed the name. They're known for that, the Brazilians. They say, oh, we're going to be in ascendancy in all aspects of your military. Isn't that a nice wording, right? Because it's very broad. And legalese, you can encompass everything within that. What a pig. Go back to him. Hold on really quick.
Hamas and Hezbollah. You know, my name's Mark Levin. I'm a real piece of work. I'm a real bastard.
Go ahead and play him.
The region, as we did early in this war, regardless of what the Arab states and Turkey and Pakistan think or what they want.
Pause it.
It is in our...
Turkey is the largest military in Europe, largest military in NATO besides us, and Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Israel's a nation of 9 million people. Shut up. Go back to your corner. Seriously, play the rest of it out.
Security interest to end the Iranian regime as fast as we can. Period. Just as Reagan worked with Thatcher, we must continue to work with Netanyahu.
Pause it.
He is.
All right. He is a string, but go back to him really quick. We got to look at the pin because. All right. Well, go back to the clip. We have to see it. We have to look at his pretty little pin because it looks like it's been bronzed. It's metallic now. Look at that. It's shinier than usual. Is it not? It has. That's like a magician's trick or something. It works. It's like a carny technique. To keep people's attention. Dude, he's got like a set where they're all, you know, like a half inch smaller, half inch bigger. This one's gold. This one's bronze. This one's silver. This one's bedazzled. This one's plain, matte, glossy, whatever. Dude, he's kind of sneaky, sneaky like that. All right, let's go to the next thing here. I've got clip number three, which is him again, Levin insane gaslighting. Think about this. Now think about the dead people in our military.
Those who are out there saying Israel's all by itself, it's isolated, that they want forever wars. These are horrible, horrible slanders and libels against that country and our own.
Bro, Netanyahu's been going to the UN for like 37 years trying to get forever wars. What are you talking about? The whole nature of Greater Israel. Let's count it up right here, and I'm sure I'll miss some, okay? So they get parts of Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq. I think maybe Iran too. Maybe, I don't know where Sudan is, whatever. But like the whole thing is literally a forever war of territorial expansion and colonialism. Just keep playing. I'm sorry, I keep pausing Unk, but he's disgusting. Keep playing him.
7 million of whom are Jewish, surrounded by a quarter of a billion individuals, many of whom want to destroy them. This type of propaganda is, to me, utterly unacceptable.
Oh, man. Mark Levin, it's kind of ironic because he can't eat bacon, but he's a pig. Absolutely. Let's go to clip number four in context. Rubio tells the truth. Now, this is a clip where Marco Rubio is coming out clarifying or attempting to clarify what he either said it on March 1st or March 2nd, the thing I reference all the time, Israel was going to attack. We feared American soldiers would die in the retaliation, so we had to join in, blah, 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 blah. He tries to make it sound better here, only to make it sound worse. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
The United States conducted this operation with a fair, clear goal in mind. I haven't got a chance to see a lot of reporting. I don't understand what the confusion is. Let me explain it to you, and I'll do it once again as clearly as possible. Perhaps you'll report it that way. The United States is conducting an operation to eliminate the threat of Iran's short-range ballistic missiles and the threat posed by their Navy, particularly to naval assets. That is what it is focused on doing right now, and it's doing quite successfully. I'll leave it to the Pentagon and the Department of...
Okay. So keep in mind, the goal was initially regime change and then to wipe out the supreme leader. That goal only changed after the Iranians closed the strait in response to our war of aggression. Keep playing it.
That's the tactics behind that and the progress that's being made. That is the clear objective of this mission. The second question that's been asked is, why now? Well, there's two reasons why now. The first is it was abundantly clear that if Iran came under attack by anyone, the United States or Israel or anyone, they were going to respond and respond against the United States. The orders had been delegated down to the field commanders. It was automatic. And in fact, it bared to be true because, in fact, within an hour of the initial attack on the leadership compound, the missile forces in the south and in the north, for that matter, had already been activated to launch. In fact,
Okay. So the country that gets attacked launches missiles in retaliation. So it sounds like they didn't start the fight. It sounds like we started the fight alongside Israel because Israel wanted us to. Keep playing it.
The assessment that was made that if we stood and waited for that attack to come first before we hit them, we would suffer much higher casualties. And so the president made the very wise decision. We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that.
All right, he's a good lawyer. That's a lot of legalese there. We knew there was going to be an Israeli action, okay? Another country took us to war. We knew there was going to be this foreign military operation from a nation that on paper is supposed to be our junior partner, and we tucked our tail between our legs and we let them screw us. That's what happened. That's what went on. Rubio says it right there again. And that's him trying to clear up what he said earlier, making it sound even worse. So it's all out there in front of you, in front of your face. I know that you probably know this if you're watching, but if you don't, or if you're not convinced, we're going to go over a lot more today. But just go ahead and throw the dead soldiers up there again. All right. Go ahead and throw them up there again, please. I want you, if you are somebody that is pro-war, if you're somebody that watches this and thinks that, oh, I'm a wimp and whatever, and we got to go kill the Muslims, blah, blah, blah. I want you to go enlist and I want you to go join the military right now. I'm not even asking you to fight. What I want you to do is, because there's probably a lot of military members that have to go inform the families of the people that have been killed in action, right, or wounded in action. Do you want to go be a door knocker for the deceased? Because it doesn't bother you. You support the war. Go tell the mothers, the fathers, the friends, the siblings, the relatives of the people that are now dead. Go tell them they died for your Greater Israel project. And go tell them how amazing it's going to be when you rebuild the Third Temple. Because that's what our Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War cares about. He cares about building the Third Temple. He's on video talking about it 10 years ago. Maybe he should go door knock and let the let the families of the murdered know that they died for a worthy cause, keeping Netanyahu out of prison. He doesn't deserve to go. He's too powerful. He's bringing back the Messiah and stuff. How much more are we going to do? How much more do I have to say before you puke in your mouth and throw up all over your driveway? How much? Because I know there are people out there that support this. And to those people, like, do you want to go fight and die over there? Or will you go tell the families of the dead people that they died for a worthy cause? Yeah, go tell them that. Hey, because I had people over the weekend telling me, you're a civilian, they signed up for it. They signed up for the peace president. They signed up for the peace president who said no more neocon wars in the Middle East. Well, that's tough. He's a commander. They got to do whatever he tells them to do. All right, man. Heil Hitler, I guess, too, right? That's pretty cool. So let's go ahead and get into the next thing here. Look at that. We got the big Yahoo creeping up on me on the side. Yemenis to close strait. Now look at that. Greater Israel Project, 100%. Look at that demon again. Go ahead and throw him up.
Well, I think it's great that you give me $3 billion a year because I use that money to buy American munitions. But soon I won't need your money anymore because I'm going to marry you and I'm going to rape you every night. I'm Benjamin Netanyahu. Heil Netanyahu.
Heil! The Führer! The Führer will have the Fourth Reich! We shall take all of Greater Israel and kill all the Arabs! Heil!
I mean, he's literally Hitler. Like, he's worse. He's worse than Hitler, in my approximation. Because what he wants to do is kill 9 billion people. He wants to kill everybody on the planet. They got something called the Samson option. I'll tell you what, Netanyahu has nukes. Hitler didn't have nukes. Pretty wild to think about that, isn't it? So let's get back into the discussion on the Iranian nuclear weapon, which is the Iranian economic nuclear weapon, which the Houthis also share, which is the closing of either the Strait of Hormuz or the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. Let's go ahead and get into that. Yemenis to close strait. This is a huge deal. This is essentially a widowmaker heart attack for the entire nation, right? For not the entire nation, the entire world, excuse me, for global trade. It's over if they do this for real. So we're going ahead. We're going to go ahead and get into that. This is something that's been rumored for a while. The Saudis were going to attack and they backed off, but now they're going to do it again. First, and this is from Yemen. This is their statement. First, the Yemeni armed forces declare a maritime embargo against the criminal Saudi enemy based on the equation of an eye for an eye, effective immediately upon the issuance of this statement. Second, we affirm the right of our great people to respond to the blockade with the blockade and to respond to all escalation with all escalation, thus solidifying this equation. Third, the Yemeni armed forces affirm their complete readiness for all options, and any foolish act committed by the reckless Saudi enemy through all escalation will be met with a comprehensive and decisive escalation by Allah's will and power. Fourth, we call upon the people of our great nation to continue the general mobilization and general call to arms and to be fully prepared for all scenarios and developments and to support the fronts with fighters. So they're getting ready for full and total war. Fifth, we extend our greetings with pride and reverence to the great Yemeni people who turned out an unprecedented million-man march of warning and mobilization. We assure them that we will spare no effort in restoring their plundered rights and ending the unjust siege imposed upon them, whatever the consequences and repercussions, relying on Allah and placing our trust in Him. Breaking, Houthis of Yemen announce a maritime embargo against Saudi Arabia, effective immediately. Saudi Arabia has until now exported 4.5 million barrels a day from the Yanbu in the Red Sea, most of it heading south throughout the Bab al-Mandeb Strait between Yemen and Djibouti, Eritrea, or however you say that. Don't know how to say that one for sure. That's a bit of a tongue twister there. You win a gold star if you can figure out how to pronounce that one correctly. So to give you a framework of just the idea of fighting these people and why it's so insane, look at the Iranians in the Iraq-Iran war. Almost a million people died collectively. I think it's 400,000 Iranians died. They had their children, and they wrap headbands around their children that are keys to heaven, keys to Allah, and they sent them walking through minefields. Please, tell me how we're going to bomb these people and beat them. Tell me how we're going to do ground invasion. Tell me how Jeremy and Daquan, who play Fortnite and smoke weed on base or whatever, tell me how they're going to be able to defeat the kids with keys to heaven on their heads walking through minefields. Please, make that make sense to me. You know, or maybe if you're an older gentleman or lady that supports the war, maybe you should go get in your wheelchair and roll over there yourself and go fight. Okay? So we're going to do a banger interview here in the second hour. You want to stay tuned. You want to repost, share the live link, share the feed. You want to go to thealexjonesstore.com. This is the last day to get the incredible Irish Sea Moss discounted. You want to get that sale, that deal, that offer. I am like, bigly, please, let me sell more water filters. Let me sell more shower heads. We have the best, the highest quality we always have over the decades, over the years. You need water filtration. You need Patriot apparel. You need more supplements. Get them for your loved one. Excellent gift. Get it for your husband. Excellent gift. Get it for your wife. Excellent gift. 30% off limited time offer. 50% off limited time offer. Everything and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter shower head. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, Even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever, in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Shout out to Bruce Falconer, definitely one of the realest YNs to ever live, wrote probably the greatest YN soundtrack of all time. That would be the Funimation or Funimation DBZ dub. We love it. I love doing the music on the shows. We're getting back into it now. I've got a real greasy horror show for you. Y'all know I'm not too fond of President Trump. You know, it's kind of like Syndrome in The Incredibles when he tears the poster down of Mr. Incredible. That's kind of how I feel about him. But we're going to go ahead and get into all of it. Let's go ahead and roll clip six. Trump talks about the dead soldiers.
Well, we feel very badly, but, you know, those great people, those great patriots are out there fighting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Iran has been very, very badly damaged. They've lost everything almost militarily. They've got very little left. They've got some missiles. They've got some drones. They've got some manufacturing ability, not much.
Pause it. All right, so everything was obliterated. It was all over. The Navy's at the bottom of the ocean. They don't have any planes. What are they going to do? LOL, we won. Complete victory. Right? How many times we hear that? Like 50? 100 maybe? 150? So now it's all, they got some, oh, they're able to do X, Y, Z. He can't keep doing this forever. eventually, when trust falls, it's not a gradual process. It falls straight out of the sky. So, like, literally, you're going to wake up one day and Groundhog Day is going to be over. Keep playing it.
We control the strait. They don't control anything. So we'll see what happens. But we hit them very hard again tonight. And we did that in honor of the probably three. It's probably three as opposed to two. Great patriots.
That's nice. That reminds me of Lindsey Graham. Shout out to the fallen. Well, if you really cared about him and considered him patriots, you wouldn't put him in missile and in bases we had no missile defense for. Right? And just think about the prospect of that. These people, if they're involved in military operations, it's logistical, it's strategic. Maybe they're helping launch things. Maybe they're doing whatever. But this is not, you know, ground invasion, boots on the ground. The way you think about it, these are people in these host nations that have our military bases there. They're sitting ducks. They're literally just on base waiting to be killed. Like, I had friends that were about to go over there, and I think they got rotated out of it or something happened. They didn't end up going. But they're like, yeah, I'm cooked. It's over. And that must be a raw deal, right? Especially when you sign up under the peace president, right? And so that's a bit grotesque. Go to clip 7. I got one more Levin to show you real quick.
The ideology of the Iranian...
Oh, pause it. All right, I guess I double troubled myself with Levin. Let's go ahead and get rid of that. I definitely don't want to look at that. Let's go ahead and to tag on to what Trump is saying here, go to clip 9. This is Maria Bartiromo, who I used to like on Fox News. But here's the thing. Pay me $300,000 every 3 months and have me be a Fox News host or have me run Fox News. I'm infinitely more qualified than somebody that's completely geopolitically aware and thinks that we obliterated Iran. Keep play it. Clip number 9.
You know, CENTCOM says that there will be outsized action in retaliation, but I don't understand how it's possible that Iran has the capabilities to fight this way and continue to try to lash out at Gulf countries and U.S. military bases, because the U.S. has obliterated Iran's military.
Oh, my gosh.
And the president continues to reiterate that.
Well, she got one thing right.
And if you look at the...
She got one thing right. The president continues to reiterate it. That's why it's sympathetic magic. That's why it's evil. That's why it's demonic. It's not true, but he's made it your reality. And this is the thing. Like, some people are just racist or whatever, and they say, hey, that person's 500 pounds eating Kool-Aid pineapple. I don't want them to vote. I have that reaction about this. This is a person that votes. This is a person that votes for politicians that want to draft my ass. Seriously. And spoiler alert, shout out to Mexico. Like, I'm going there. You will not kill me in a war for Bibi Netanyahu, lady. Oh, she doesn't know. She's ignorant. She wants to kill me out of ignorance. She wants to kill all of us out of ignorance. She wants to have World War III, nuclear war out of ignorance. All of them do. The entire political elite class. It doesn't matter if they're sleepwalking or they're awake. They're sick. They're sick and they're driving the vehicle and we're tied up in the back with like a paperclip to get us out of these bonds. And maybe we can do it. Maybe we can saw through in time. But man, dude, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I'd say the road to hell is paved with ignorance. That's what it's paved with, right? And you could say good intentions, ignorance, maybe the same thing. How can you believe, Maria, how can you believe that it's better for the Iranian people to genocide them and kill their Pope and threaten to nuke them than it is for them to be left alone? How do you think it's better to send me off to go die in a war that I'm not going to consent to, say, oh, that's not going to happen. Look at Vietnam. Huh? Looks like we're circling the toilet bowl, right? All over again. War in French Indochina. Huh? War in the Middle East, West Asia. Dude, I don't want to die. I want to be with like the baddest biddies on earth. I'm not going to go get murdered for Netanyahu, for Smotrich, for Ben-Gvir. Are you kidding me? It's outrageous. I'm 23 years old. I've gone bald from all the stress you've put me through. I'm not doing this. I refuse. We're going to have good lives as young Americans. We're going to achieve. We're going to build a future. We're going to crawl out of the pit that old boomers like this, sorry for the audience, but a lot of them. Here, just throw up there again, okay? Because it's a spiritual thing. She could be 20 years old. I've seen 25-year-olds that have the same exact opinions, right? It is the neocon spirit of thinking you can get away with murder just because you don't understand it's wrong, right? And that's a level of ignorance that I would call willful, ladies and gentlemen. So let's try not to do that. Let's try not to have willful ignorance about murder. Pretty good place to start, right? Okay, I'm getting a little upset. I'm going to get even more mad. I'm going to channel the anger. Go ahead and play clip 10. This is Trump lying about the war crime where we killed 165 little girls, blew up the school. Go ahead and play this.
Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. President. You just suggested that Iran somehow got its hands on a tomahawk and bombed its own elementary school on the first day of the war. But you're the only person in your government saying this. Even your defense secretary wouldn't say that when he was asked, standing over your shoulder on your plane on Saturday. Why are you the only person saying this?
Because I just don't know enough about it. I think it's something that I was told is under investigation. But tomahawks are used by others, as you know. Numerous other nations have tomahawks. They buy them from us. But
all right,
I will
pause
certainly
it.
Whatever.
Liar, liar, hair on fire. Four other nations buy tomahawks from us or have in the past. France, UK, Germany, Japan. Notice how the Middle East isn't on that list. Not even Israel's on that list. And I'm just going to go back. I also have it here in the rundown. I want to save it for maybe during or after the Joe Kent interview. I have them like 4 months ago or 3 months ago talking about the exact same incident. And Trump goes, we think it was Iran, but they're very imprecise with their munitions. And Hegseth goes, the only side that targets civilians is Iran. So you have it? All right, let's go ahead and go to clip 11, Trump on tape, 4 month flashback. Now, I think this is, hold on, this is a longer clip. So there's a portion at the beginning that I also wanted to show later, which relates to Russia. Just go to the portion where Trump and Pete Hegseth are standing next to each other. And I can intro it for a little while longer. It's just like, I will retweet this. It's a YouTube video. I have it downloaded. It's like 6 minutes long or whatever. I will retweet it. I encourage everyone to go to my profile, Rex Jones News, and to watch it. Okay, watch it, because the context is all there. They've been lying to you on tape for almost half a year now. And they want you to feel like the war started 2 days ago. That's also a part of the magic. The evil, evil, evil sympathetic magic. Go ahead and play it.
But the only side that targets civilians is Iran.
We think it was done by Iran.
Pause it. All right, just go back, freeze frame kind of to the beginning of where they were at. Where they start to answer that question, they're lying. They know they're lying. Look at their faces. Search your feelings. You know it to be true. Just go ahead and play a little bit of it. Their face in the camera. Here. Pause it. Those MIGAs know they're lying. That MIGA capping for real. On jaw. He knows he's not telling the truth. Look at the guilt in Trump's eyes. Look at the idiocy in Hegseth's head. That thing's like a walnut. It's empty, basically. But Trump knows better. Trump's like, hey, I ran on the peace president thing. I ran on no new wars, and I'm being used as a golem to build greater Israel. And I killed those children. And he did, just like he killed the two American service members that he sentenced to die in bases that had no air defense. I'm just going to go ahead and read this. Reporter, you just suggested that Iran somehow got its hands on a tomahawk and bombed its own elementary school on the first day of the war. But you're the only person in your government saying this. Even your defense secretary wouldn't say this that when he was asked, standing over your shoulder on the plane on Saturday. Were you the only one saying this? President Trump says, because I just didn't know enough about it. I think it's something that I was told is under investigation. All right, just hold on. Just stop the scroll for a second. I know you're just scrolling on there, but like, it's under investigation. There are missiles. It's like, oh, like I shot somebody and killed them. I wonder what the bullet, the ballistics are going to say about who did the crime. You know, it's certainly not going to match the only gun in the world that fires the bullet. Now, would it? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see how I can explain it on a third grade level? And that's because the best propaganda is the truth. And I'm telling you the truth versus they have to string together like 12 weeks of lies and obfuscation. And their whole goal is to make you forget where they started the argument. It's very, very, very simple. They didn't blow up their own school. They didn't kill 165 of their own school children and elementary school teachers, right? So somebody did, and that was us. And you can say it was accidental, which is what I believe. You can say it's on purpose, which is morbid, but there is reason to believe that. Even though I don't believe that personally, it's not outside the realm of possibility. We are not in Kansas anymore with any of this stuff. We have learned the most evil military techniques of the IDF and of the Mossad, and we have employed them for our own usage. But it's not our own usage because just like the evil techniques themselves, they are only done in service of Israel. Let me go ahead and read this. This is from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. We know that they are lying. They know that that they are lying, and even know that we know they are lying. We also know that they know we know that they are lying too. They, of course, know that we certainly know they know we know that they are lying too as well. but they are still lying. In our country, the lie has not just become the moral category, but the pillar industry of this country. Beautiful, beautifully morbid, and absolutely true. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 12. Oh, the war would be 4 or 5 weeks. You remember when they said the war would be 1 to 2 days? You know, 24 to 48 hours. You know, we're just going to do a little regime change operation. And then they pulled the Men in Black thing out and they zapped your ass. And they made that thought leave your head. Let's go ahead and play clip number 12 there.
Someone around us, the president, said at the start of the war it would be 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, you keep hitting me. This is a far bigger job that we're doing. We were doing a little job of stopping them from having a certain capability. Now we're just ending it. So it's really not the same thing.
Pause it. All right, so it's to stop them from having a capability, but it's also to end it. What are you ending? You're not ending their ballistic missile program. You're not ending their control over the strait. You're not ending the regime. What are you ending? You're just dropping more bombs because you can't win. Keep playing it.
Where they can have a nuclear missile. If you look at it, after a week and a half, not 4 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks, we stopped them from probably, but I don't want to have the word probably. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
I don't want to have the word probably. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. If its and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a wonderful Christmas. Now, would we? Of course, that's not reality. Okay, go ahead and go to clip number 13. Every base the U.S. could fall back on is already a target. That's 3 minutes. I think that's Larry Johnson.
The U.S. warned Israel that they expect or they're worried. Or there's a possibility that Iran would do what you said they would do, and that is strike Israel. Because obviously we've seen all the aircraft, the American aircraft, for obvious reasons, because all the Gulf is getting struck on a daily basis. They're moving a significant amount of them to Israel. And they see, this is interesting, because the Americans see Israel as a place that is safe for their aircraft, because they're betting on the fact that Iran won't strike it. And then obviously Iran may escalate and strike that. The same way they were betting on Iran not striking desalination plants, and Iran did that in the last couple of days.
No, I wouldn't take that bet. Iran will be attacking Israeli military bases that are hosting U.S. combat aircraft, particularly if the United States increases its attacks on Iran, which they're threatening to do. This is the whole diplomatic effort that's taking place behind the scenes with Pakistan, China, Russia. It's fallen apart. I think Mustafa, my understanding is Mustafa Khamenei has said, you know, we're not returning to the MOU, not in its current form. If we go back, there's going to have to be some major concessions by the United States up front. And at this point, Trump's not willing to make those concessions. He's still indulging his military fantasy that he can bring Iran to their knees and have them begging for mercy. But as we've seen, you know, United States right now is starting to drive U.S. aircraft out of Jordan. So it's, you got to say, where can they base their aircraft that the aircraft will be safe? Prince Saud Air Base in Saudi Arabia? No. Al Dhafra in UAE? No. Al Udeid? No. Al Isa, Bahrain? Oh, absolutely not. Ali Salman up in Kuwait? No. So it's not like the U.S. has a variety of alternatives they can fall back on. So now they fall back into Israel. And notice, even Israel now, I think, they recognize that the accuracy of the Iranian missiles has dramatically increased, thanks in large measure to the Chinese Beidou system. And that's why they were pressing to get their, your planes out of Ben Gurion, you know, because Ben Gurion's really Israel's only link to the outside world for as far as civilian passenger aircraft goes. So, and I think all this writing and reaction you're seeing in the Israeli press, what does that tell you? That they're calm and confident? Oh, yeah, we got this in hand? Or are they sort of, you know, nervous in the service? I would suggest it's the latter.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't seem like a smart move for the Israelis to let us park the KC-135s. They know Iran is going to blow up like they've already blown several up in the Ben-Gurion airport, right? doesn't seem intelligent for them to do. Of course, they're probably going to get involved in the war again, and that's what we're up against, and that's where we are. I want to go to this tweet from President Trump, and I'm going to ask Joe Ken about this, about proportionality. That's going to be a large part of our interview here. This is from Trump. I'll just read it for you. You guys have it up on that other TV there. We got like five TVs in here. Every time Iran kills an American soldier, they will pay for that killing many times over. This directive has been passed on to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff Daniel Kane, and every leader in the military, President Donald J. Trump. Now, Joe got some flack on Twitter over the weekend because he said we're going to have to retaliate for this because they killed more people. Now we got to get out. I want to ask him about that. I want to ask him about proportionality, just about military experience in general, because a lot of people had problems with that remark. I view it more from a perspective of I'm a civilian. I'm not a military man. He joined the military when he was 17 years old. So I imagine you have a different perspective if you fought and bled and died over there. And there's also things politically that I'm sure that we don't agree on. So that's going to be a fascinating question and a fascinating interview. And I just can't wait to ask him how he feels, of course, about being vindicated on pretty much all counts of this. And we're going to go over the resignation letter again, because we have to reiterate, like, this is literally like G.I. Joe. This is like the American story. This is literally an American hero. And he's somebody that on principle, on moral value, could not stand with this administration after it betrayed our values that we voted for. So I'm going to ask him all those questions and more. I do want to plug really quick, because I will be beaten with the belt if I am not. I want you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. I want you to get the best water filtration in the entire world. I am so excited to be selling water filtration again. I am but a humble water filter merchant. I always have been. I used to tell people that when I was like 10 years old, 8 years old, whatever. I was doing ads when I was like 12, 13, you name it. I am so happy now that we have a very high quality system available for you, not just for your drinking water, but also for your shower head. This is so important. This is so critical. I am somebody, and this is like the only allergy that I have, the only one, because I'm unvaccinated, total Chad male for that, unvaccinated. But when it comes to chlorine and chlorine irritation, I can occasionally, especially if I'm in a pool or something like that for a prolonged period of time, I can get a little breakout, a little rash, a little eczema. Stuff like a high quality shower head, I'm not saying it's going to attenuate any of that stuff, but for me personally, in my anecdotal experience, products like this have made my quality of life better, and I am so happy that we have this available for you. And what's the price on that, guys? What's the price on that? Look at that. Look at that tank. That's a beautiful tank system right there. Absolutely beautiful. You've all seen the Bigly ads. You know it. You love it. The AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Shower Head. Filter out water and make sure it's good for you, or better for you. You want to get the best water filtration. You want to get the best clothing, Patriot apparel. I got to get that, the whole, it's got like America on it. It's like the letters kind of look like GTA. I need one of those. Or go to the clothing really quick. Let's look at the store. Let's look at what I'm going to buy, because it's time for me to re-up on merch. Can we click on apparel really quick? I'm just curious, guys. Look at that. The new wife beaters, tank tops, you name it. That's amazing. Sun's out, guns out. Look at that. Don't spy on me. America 76. Talk about G.I. Joe style right there. We've got Rebel Scab. We've got, of course, the Nixon line. I've got the Tricky Dick shirt. I wore that. A girl complimented me on it. Not sure she knew what it meant, but I did wear it. We've got the Iron Cross collection. Make Orwell fiction again. We've got Jesus Saves. We got Shut Up Hippie Richard Nixon. I like that one, too. It's very Cartman style. Defund the Deep State. I like that 1776 one. That's a classic InfoWars design. Redone, of course. Alex Jones Network design now, I should say. You want the highest. There it is. The Tricky Dick shirt. That's what I recommend. Go buy. Be like Rex Jones. Buy the Tricky Dick Elephant Premium t-shirt from thealexjonesstore.com. Man, that Gates of Hell Parasite shirt. We say wearing the shirts is an adventure. That's an adventure. Wear that to your PTA meeting. That is your. Those are your orders for today. Wear that shirt to your PTA meeting. At me on social media. I'll give you a ridiculous discount code so you save on your next order. So that's a little challenge. But we got Joe Kent coming on. Third hour, I'm going to take calls. Going to do Ukraine war roundup. We got insane. They call them in Ukraine long-range sanctions. That's a cute way of saying mass terrorism. Attacks on Russia, which of course is a nuclear armed power. And of course, that's a NATO proxy war. We're at war with Russia through that. We're going to talk about Matt Bracken's prognosis on the energy war, which is super important. He breaks it down how along essentially a 500 kilometer front or even longer. I'll throw up the graphic here in the next hour. The world is at total war already, and we're rapidly accelerating towards just a complete collapse, not even a controlled collapse. And we're going to be back soon. I've got so much here, I don't know what to get started with. But I do want to plug myself also personally as well. If you want to see more of me, if you want to follow me, I'm Rex Jones News with a Z on X. Also on Instagram, really need to build the Instagram. That's Rex Jones News with a Z. I'm also on Rumble, New American Journal, and Gray Area Talks. New American Journal, if you guys used to watch the journal, I do a live morning show 5 days a week. I was live for 3 hours this morning. And now I'm here again doing the two-a-days, getting the experience, getting the reps in. But Truism Tim, Tim Tompkins in the evening, Anthony Graffio in the morning, two amazing, phenomenal shows, my own little independent media network, and I really do love doing it for you guys. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 14 really quick. Something in the skies of the Middle East does not add up. What could this be?
Another example of a non-nuclear state attacking a nuclear power, Russia. What did Russia do? Now, it's arguable, I think it's a serious issue, had the Ukrainians threatened Crimea, I think you could, I would not have ruled out that Putin would have deployed a tactical battlefield nuclear weapon. I would not have ruled it out. So the small powers for whom this is existential simply outlast the larger ones. And that's what we're seeing. 5 years now, well, fifth year of the war, Russia cannot break Ukraine. 5 months, Donald Trump cannot break Iran. The Israelis cannot break Hamas, and they have not succeeded in breaking Hezbollah. And there's an example of a smaller power, Israel, and non-state actors that they cannot subdue. So, I wish I could divine right now a pathway out of this. I just don't see one.
And the last thing I want to ask you about is, again, the desalination plants. Are you not concerned about it?
Of course. If the issue is to destroy water purification or available water that hundreds of thousands, millions of Iranians are not going to have access to potable water, I mean, that's a war crime. But if you ask me, I'm concerned about, yes, as a human, as an American, I'm concerned about.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.